Good morning. We're continuing with Ayodam Klal Samach Hey, and we're learning Simen Gimel. Mishanasa Benoy Bar Mitzvah. So the Chayodam discusses the case where a person is making a bar mitzvah for his child. His child is turning the age of bar mitzvah. Kishatar Batara Pam Rishon. When the child gets his first aliyah, Mavorech, the father makes a bracha, bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Patrani Mi'onshoy Shel Zeh. So the Chayyadim says a person makes a bracha, bracha petrani, but he says it as a full bracha, bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. He says the full nusach of bracha. The Ramah actually in Reish Chaf Hey, Sif Beis, he says that some people say the bracha of bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, asher petrani me'onshoy shel zeh, she petrani. But the Ramah ends of the type of Orech below Shem Malchus. But he feels it's better to say this bracha not with the Shem Hashem and not with Malchus. The bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, but Baruch Shepatarani Mirchashalzeh, skipping everything in the middle. So the Chayyadim is going to weigh in and say that he feels like that the minig to say with the bracha is appropriate. And he talks about why this is so. So let's read what he says, not in the parentheses, and we'll go back to the parentheses as well. So Dr. Moshe Kosov, so the Ramah, who was saying that you should say this bracha without the Shem Malchus, so his source is in the Dr. Moshe, which is also written by the Ramah. This is commentary on the tour. He says, so the Maril, which is one of the Gedolei Ashkenaz, the Gedolim in Germany, earlier generations before the Ramah, would make this bracha with Shem Malchus. And it's the Ramah in the Dark Yemersha asks on the Maril, Shalomotza bracha zuba Gemara. The Gemara never mentioned such a bracha. And therefore, it's not appropriate to say this bracha with Shema Malchus. So, are you allowed to add on another bracha post Gemara, a new bracha beyond the brachas which are mentioned in the Gemara? Can the Gaonim, the Rishonim, can they institute a new bracha to be said? Is there concern of bracha levatala or not? So, the Ramah is saying it's problematic to add such a bracha. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. But the Ramah does point out it is mentioned in the Medrash. So this is a unique case. It's not mentioned in the Gemara, but it is mentioned in Bizman Chazal. So can you rely on something mentioned in the Medrash? Does the Medrash mean literally? Does the Medrash mean figuratively? Is the Medrash definitive halacha? They have a right to rely on it when there's no Gemara which supports it. And the silence of the Gemara would seem to indicate that the Gemara is not saying that you need such a bracha. V'acher is the cost of Shemotza came to Medrash. K'v'yanir Mirashal, Shuvah Simen Samadal Nira. So if you look at the Mirashal, the Chayyadim says, seems to find the middle ground over here. The Davka Bracha Shalanipsis Begamora Umedrish in the Garden of Michal and Masaka. So that the only a Bracha which has no source at all, the Garden can't come along and just out of nowhere make up a Bracha. But something which has a source, albeit it's a source in a Medrish, which will not be binding in Halacha, but the Garden have a right to come along post Gemara. The Tekuva of the Gadim, they have a right to come along and say that we're going to institute this bracha, which is mentioned in the Medrash, as halacha l'maisa, the person must say it. So therefore, the Mashal is making this pshara. The Gadim cannot come along and add in new brachas, which there's no source anywhere in Chazal. But something where there's a source in Chazal, the Gadim have a right to be mitaken to say it. And the example of that would be the bracha, bracha petrani merchishalza. Okay, now, the reason why this is important is because there are other brachas besides the bracha Rosh HaPetrani, which are more commonly said which are going to be questionable, and we need to understand, can we do this or not? So some examples of where this comes up. There is the bracha we say every morning about Hanesein Layo'ev Kayach. The Gemara does not mention such a bracha. This bracha was instituted by the Goyim. There is a mention of other brachas which we don't say. The bracha Magbia Shvalim. The bracha of Samech Tiflim. So there are other brachas which are mentioned that people would say. The bracha of Shasani Kirtzenoi that a woman says in place of Shlosani Isha is not mentioned in the Gemara. The bracha of Kadesh Shimcha Barabim, bracha to Hashem, Kadesh Shimcha Barabim is not mentioned in the Gemara. So there are other brachas that we say which are questionable. And we go into this question whether the Goyim can add in a bracha or not. Then we'll talk about that a little more, Bez Hashem, in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.